Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, I wanted to follow up on some news that came out just a week ago, September 22nd. It outlines a new prospect or a new target that has been identified called this New Alliance target. It is a bit east of that Empire discovery on this ODNE project in Côte d'Ivoire. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, you made that Empire discovery a little over a year ago, I believe, and you have been drilling out from that and also developing some of these targets. Glenn, take us through the work that went into this Alliance target, this new gold anomaly, please.
Hi, Corey. Yeah, so we've been pretty much carrying on the ground, you know, quite nicely, just developing our targets. So the Alliance prospect, or what we call it, or the target, the anomaly, actually sits on the Empire Corridor. Remember, the Empire Corridor is about 10 kilometers long across the whole permit. The Empire Discovery sits further to the west, on the southern edge of the Empire Corridor. The Alliance target or prospect actually sits on the northern side of the Empire Corridor and more to the west. Now, if you do look at our figure two, it probably gives you quite a good idea just in terms of what we're talking about. So the Empire anomaly was 3 kilometers to the west, and now the Alliance is greater than three kilometers to the east. So effectively, we have about 6 kilometers now of anomalism, gold anomalism. And we've, in terms of the anomaly at Alliance, I mean, this was determined by Termiteria work. So effectively, we have some really high order, you know, samples coming from in situ material. And, you know, we have up to 0.4 grams in terms of, you know, our peak value. But basically, we're sitting with, a near 3 kilometer, 0.15 ppb. However, you know, we have about a kilometer, 100 ppb core. So a really high order anomaly, a little bit sparsely spaced. So we are busy tightening up at the moment. So that's part of the plan. And the idea is to sort of get this drill ready by about November. We plan to be drilling this around November this year.
Okay, so just do that surface work, build up this target to get to drilling. Let's talk about the similarities or potential similarities that this Alliance prospect is showing to that, at least Empire discovery, some of the early work there. What are some of the similarities that you saw in some of these samples?
So in terms of Empire, so we also did Termiteria work at the Empire main as well as the Empire gap. And in terms of what we saw there, in terms of the multi-element geochemistry, this is what we're seeing at Alliance. So very, very similar. And in terms of the setting, we call this on a pressure shadow. Here we're sitting on this easterly border where we've got this, if you look on figure two, you've got this intrusion, this gray intrusion that's sort of sitting in the middle of Empire discovery as well as Alliance prospect. And you can actually see the anomalism sits, you know, to the west and to the east of this late intrusion. And as I say, you know, the geochem wise, very, very similar to what we are seeing at Empire Main. So the nice thing is that it is open as well. So, you know, there could be some folding here. It's open to the north as well as to the west, all the way to the boundary permit. We've just taken it as far as we've sampled at the moment. So, it is a pretty high order anomaly for us. And as well as, you know, we've got that base. We always talk about Empire Main being our foundation, you know, of a mineralized envelope, a high-grade mineralized envelope, you know, anywhere between 2.5 to 3.5 gram material as our ounces that we've got sort of banked, if you want to call it. And we always talk about building ounces. So Alliance is another prospect that we can see can actually, it's 5 kilometers away from Empire Main. It can actually build ounces for us as well, or it could be the main, you know, it could be the main body and Empire Main could be the satellite. So just that potential is obviously pretty exciting.
So Glenn, I'll post this figure two below the interview, and it does outline this Alliance prospect, where the Empire discovery is, and also some of these other prospects like Charger, like Scepter, that are just a little bit north of the Empire discovery. What is the priority then for getting back on the ground and getting some drills turning at any of these prospects?
Okay, well, I mean, for us, you know, we've obviously been putting out some nice news on the IOCG style to the north. So we really see, even although they could possibly be driven by the same sort of energy source, In terms of mineralization, we are seeing sort of two different sort of styles of mineralization. Empire Corridor is more your orogenic metamorphic type style, and then further to the north, you know, where we hit that nice intercept at Charger to the north, and Scepter, where we're sort of starting to have this copper gold sort of anomalism coming in. So there really is, you know, fun, and the copper gold, should I say, just in terms of the scale we're talking, you know, it's opening up quite a monster of a style, you know, in terms of regionally. So we are trying to target that copper gold as well, and it's a definite focus for us. Scepter East is really coming on quickly in terms of the work that we're doing there, as well as Charger. And Charger to the north, where we don't have a lot of data, we've actually been pushing that data to the north now. So, in terms of prioritization, we see two. You know, we certainly are prioritizing both. The copper gold is certainly a high priority in terms of Scepter East, as well as Charger to the north. And then the alliance now, which is coming. You know, it's only just recently come in, but the idea of, you know, carrying on building ounces, we always said we're going to carry on building ounces at Empire along that corridor. And in terms of drill programs, these two can work quite nicely together. Again, you know, drilling the one and then moving to the other, drilling the other. So the priority for us is both. Ultimately, tighten up our targeting so we can actually get some focused drilling in there. And, you know, as I say, looking to drill in around November.
Glenn, I do have to ask you, what about cash in the bank? What does the company need to drill these targets? What are some of your options as well, please?
Yeah, sure. And that's a good question. Obviously, you know, we raised money in May this year, and it was for the drilling at Empire as well as Bonduku. That certainly for us, from a drilling perspective, is right. We won't be able to drill this. So we would be looking at funding, and we are looking at, you know, potential joint ventures for sure. That makes a lot of sense for us and our shareholders, as well as a small raise, you know, to drill this as a last port of call for us at the moment. So, I mean, there are certainly funding options for us. So we're not too worried about that. But it's ultimately, you know, the idea is we do have to get some drills in the ground in terms of these prospects to actually understand that copper gold, as well as hopefully we still see something coming out of Alliance which will complement the Empire discovery as well. You know, multiple settings, multiple pooling sites along that corridor. So that, you know, as I say, two different things, but certainly something that's quite achievable this year.
All right. Glenn, thank you for the update. Again, I will post a link to that news release and figure two below. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Awale Resources. If you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those answered for you, and Glenn will follow up on the back of some more news. Thanks for the update, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.